Let's stay on Capitol Hill for a moment to visit a townhouse that's getting a lot of attention. It's the Washington residence of several members of Congress who are fundamentalist Christians. The secretive C Street Center, which owns it, claims status as a church. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
133 C Street Southeast sits a half block from one of the House office buildings, roughly three blocks from the Capitol. As with other religious organizations, the IRS takes the C Street Center's word that it's a church. That means the center doesn't have to file public tax returns the way most nonprofit organizations do. It's an arrangement that fits the C Street Center's practically invisible public presence. But now a group of 13 ministers has asked the IRS to revoke that church status. Eric Williams leads the effort. He's pastor of the North Congregational United Church of Christ in Columbus, Ohio. He says the C Street townhouse mainly seems to provide room and board to members of Congress.
Is there public worship? Is it open to the public? Are there trained leaders who serve the church? C Street really has none of those marks that make it a church.
And if that's the case, Williams says it opens up other questions about whether the C Street Center is doing things that violate the rules of 501c3 charities. We couldn't call the center for an interview yesterday because it doesn't reveal its phone number or numbers for lawyers or other contacts on public documents or elsewhere. The townhouse would likely go unnoticed, except that its denizens keep popping up in embarrassing news stories. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford lived there when he was a Republican member of the House. Last June, he got caught going to visit his mistress in Buenos Aires. Sanford held a tearful press conference where he said he'd turned back to C Street for help.
I was part of a group called C Street when I was in Washington. It was a, believe it or not, a Christian Bible study of some folks that asked of members of Congress hard questions that I think were very, very important. And I've been working with them.
Then, 3 weeks after that, the wife of Mississippi Republican Chip Pickering filed an alienation of affections lawsuit against Pickering's mistress. She alleged that they carried on a home-wrecking affair while he was in Congress and living at C Street. And then, in November, two Republican senators drew still more publicity to C Street. Nevada Senator John Ensign owned up to an affair with a staffer, and Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma said he had been a go-between as Ensign and the woman's husband fought over a financial settlement. Here's Coburn on the ABC program this week.
Look, my whole goal in this thing was to bring two families to a closure of a very painful episode.
The vast majority of lawmakers who stay at C Street are Republicans, but regardless of party, they are all followers of an intimate, high-powered, and some say closed Christian network. They belong to House and Senate prayer groups at the Capitol. Those groups are organized by the Fellowship Foundation, a $19 million entity that builds alliances of leaders led by God, as it said on a 2005 federal tax return. The Fellowship Foundation also organizes the annual National Prayer Breakfast, where every president since Dwight Eisenhower has spoken. As recently as 2006, the Fellowship Foundation's tax return listed the C Street Center as a related organization. But Foundation President Richard Carver draws a bright line between the Fellowship and C Street.
There are members of Congress there who may very well be a part of the prayer groups in the House and Senate.
But that's as far as he'll go.
The Fellowship Foundation has never owned the C Street facility. The C Street facility has its own board of directors who set their own policies. And we have no operational control over what happens at C Street, to the best of my knowledge.
Carver says he's only been to the C Street townhouse one time, and that was 6 years ago. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.